Chad, that is a timely reminder. Springsteen and the E Street Band starting to put holds for next year. So it looks like they're going to tour again. Of course, that's what Springsteen does. It'll be interesting to see where. I would imagine it'll be a world tour, but looking forward to it. You can bet I'll catch him somewhere along the line. All right, Jacob, while I've got another baseball guy with me, let's hit it a couple more times before we get to some football. At the top of second hour, Jacob Albrock in from Eyewitness Sports. The greatness of Albert Pujols, do we properly appreciate it now as he is released by the Angels, a 21-year career that maybe sneaks up on some people? But I'm telling you, when you start to look at the numbers of an Albert Pujols, his greatness is absolutely undeniable, even if we've only seen a shadow of his former self over the last 5 or 6 years.
I mean, the last year, it's been... I hope so. I mean, Albert Pujols was the best player in baseball for a long time.
And, yep.
You know, what does he have? 3 MVPs and was top 3 in the MVP like 5 or 6 times. He's been an incredible, incredible player. It's been bad this year. It was bad last year. In 2019, it was, you know, you got to put it set aside what he was being paid, but he was acceptable. You know, it's been since he's been in LA. Let's see here. I mean, he's had like 3 or 4 really productive seasons, so it hasn't been a total waste. And everybody knew when they signed that deal, like, he's going to be so old. He didn't get to LA till he was 32. And then they signed, what, a 10-year deal? You knew there was going to be more
what
bad
he's played
in that contract than good can when he signed it.
Can you believe that Albert Pujols has played 10 years in LA with the Angels? It just seems impossible. He's played almost the same amount of time with the Angels as he did with the Cardinals. But who is ever going to remember Pujols as an Angel? Even though he's hit 222 home runs there.
Because of who he was and what he did as a Cardinal? Not many. Because there's been nothing memorable as an Angel.
No.
Right? He's made 1 All-Star team since he's been an Angel. I think that's it.
That's correct.
And they haven't been any good. It's remarkable to think about. Think about that. The Angels, who've had Mike Trout his entire career, now have Shohei Ohtani. Remember when they brought in Pujols? Remember when they brought in Josh Hamilton? Remember, like, all of this. And it's never been enough. Like, has there been a more disappointing decade for any baseball team than the fact that the Angels, it's not even just that they haven't won a World Series, they haven't really done anything.
No, they're 4 or 5 games under 500 right now with arguably two of the best. Well, Trout's the best player in baseball. Or is it Shohei Ohtani? I don't know. I mean, but you're
Trout
talking
may be
about
the best
two
player in the history of baseball.
You could very well be. But you're talking about two of the absolute best players in the game right now. And this is a team that just doesn't compete, at least at the high levels. I don't know. You use the term disappointing. I would agree. They're disappointing year in and year out. It's not just this year. They're actually off to a decent start being 4 games under 500. That's how disappointing they've been historically, even with the roster that they've had. But we digress. Albert Pujols, 21 years in the game, 667 career home runs, career batting average, and this is impressive, .298 when you stop to consider that he hasn't hit .299 in a season since 2011. So over the last 10-plus years, he's hit well under .299, and yet here he is, a .298 career hitter. 1,300 RBI. I mean, he oozes greatness. Just
Bruce,
fantastic.
He never hit under 300 in St. Louis.
Yeah, isn't that something? Never.
The years that he put together there, they're not as good as Trout's have been. I mean, nobody's right statistically and analytically right. And everything else that the years Trout's has had early on have been just unbelievable. But Pujols, just for a power hitter and a pure hitter, had as good a first, what was it, 10 years to his career?
Oh, my God.
Probably the best ever.
Sure.
Yeah. And then it just hasn't happened. He's had good years in L.A., but he hasn't had any years in L.A. remotely close. I take that back. His last year in St. Louis, he hit .299. He hasn't had any years in L.A. remotely close to anything he did in St. Louis.
Five times in St. Louis, led the league in runs scored. 212 hits in 2003, led the league in that department, led the league in doubles, has led the league in home runs twice, RBI once, led the league in batting average once, was a batting champion. On base percentage, led the league once in that. Three-time slugging percentage, OPS, three-time leader in the National League. OPS plus, four-time leader. Total bases, four-time leader. This is all in St. Louis. I didn't know that he was the all-time leader in ground balls into a double play, but he is.
I didn't either. I guess that's what happens when you're slow.
That's a good one. That's a good one. There's always something or other that gets you. Intentional walks, led the league four different times. Three-time MVP, three-time runner-up in the MVP, and then was third one other time. I mean, the clock to Cooperstown starts ticking as soon as this guy is done. Just a fantastic player, and a former Hayes Lark.
Don't ever forget it.
That's right. Man, you love those. You love you love the roots, and that's where this guy came from. So anyway, we sit to ponder the future, or maybe more the past, of Albert Pujols, who I don't think did anything to tarnish the legacy in his time with L.A. As Jacob pointed out, he had some good moments there, no question about it. But one of the absolute all-time greats, Albert Pujols, maybe calling it a career at age 41. We talked a little bit, you did in passing, about Shohei Ohtani, but we're talking about him doing historical things now with the Anaheim or the Los Angeles Angels. And when you're doing things that only Babe Ruth has done before you, that's pretty good. Ohtani homers the day after he pitches for a second time this season. Only player in Major League history to do it twice in a year. Babe Ruth did it once. And now there have been four seasons in Major League history when a player hit at least 10 home runs in a season and struck out at least 30 batters. Ohtani and Ruth have each done it twice. Boy. Talk about hitching yourself to a train. That's pretty good stuff for Shohei Ohtani. All right, let's get to some football. War of words and some pretty good ones between the NFL and its Players Association. But is there a right and wrong in this case? We'll talk about it as we continue. Sports Daily on a Friday. Jacob Albrock, Chad Chambers, yours truly. Back in a moment.